I don't have to tell you how unprepared our military is, Teddy said gravely.
We're at 70%, Lake said with authority. This was his turf.
70% will get us a war, Mr. Lake. A war we cannot win. Chinkov is spending every dime he can steal on new hardware. We're cutting budgets and depleting our military. We want to push buttons and launch smart bombs so that no American blood is shed. Chinkov will have 2 million hungry soldiers anxious to fight and die if necessary.
So what's your plan? Lake asked boldly. It was quite presumptuous to ask Teddy about his plans. The meeting had accomplished its purpose. One more congressman had been sufficiently briefed. At any moment, Lake could be asked to leave so that another committee vice chairman of some variety could be shown in. But Teddy had big plans, and he was anxious to share them.
The New Hampshire primary is 2 weeks away. We have 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats all saying the same thing. Not a single candidate wants to increase defense spending.
Teddy paused and grimaced and tried to reshift his useless legs.
We need someone new, Mr. Lake. And we think that someone is you.
Lake's first reaction was to suppress a laugh, which he did by smiling, then coughing. He tried to compose himself and said, You must be kidding.
You know I'm not kidding, Mr. Lake,
Teddy said sternly. And there was no doubt that Aaron Lake had walked into a well-laid trap. Lake cleared his throat and completed the job of composing himself.
All right.
I'm listening.
It's very simple. In fact, its simplicity makes it beautiful. You're too late to file for New Hampshire, and it doesn't matter anyway. Let the rest of the pack slug it out there. Wait until it's over, then startle everyone by announcing your candidacy for president. Many will ask, who the hell is Aaron Lake? And that's fine. That's what we want. They'll find out soon enough. Initially, your platform will have only one plank. It's all about military spending. You're a doomsayer, with all sorts of dire predictions about how weak our military is becoming. You'll get everybody's attention when you call for doubling our military spending.
Doubling?
It works, doesn't it? Got your attention. Double it during your 4-year term.
But why? We need more military spending, but a 2-fold increase would be excessive.
Not if we're facing another war, Mr. Lake. A war in which we push buttons and launch Tomahawk missiles by the thousands at $1 million a pop. Hell, we almost ran out of them last year in that Balkan mess. We're low on everything. Soldiers, missiles, tanks, planes, carriers. Chinkov is building now. We're not. We're still downsizing, and if we keep it up through another administration, then we're dead.
Teddy's voice rose almost in anger, and when he stopped with we're dead, Aaron Lake could almost feel the earth shake from the bombing. Where does the money come from? He asked.
Money for what?
The military. Teddy snorted in disgust, then said,
Same place it always comes from. Need I remind you, sir, that we have a surplus?
We're busy spending the surplus.
Of course you are. Listen, Mr. Lake, don't worry about the money. Shortly after you announce, we'll scare the hell out of the American people. They'll think you're half crazy at first, some kind of wacko from Arizona who wants to build even more bombs. But we'll create a crisis on the other side of the world. And suddenly, Aaron Lake will be called a visionary. We'll release reports, create situations, manipulate the media, embarrass your opponents. Frankly, Mr. Lake, I don't expect it to be that difficult.
You sound like you've been here before.
No. We've done some unusual things, all in an effort to protect this country. But we've never tried to swing a presidential election.
Teddy said this with an air of regret.